We have a very special guest on this morning's program here on WFMW Classic Hit Country. We have Jody Messina, and Jody's going to be at the Gleema Mar Center for the Arts coming up Saturday, April 18th at 7:30, an evening with Jody Messina. And Jody, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Is this kind of early in the morning for you?
Little bit, but I have two little ones, so
oh, you do?
I have to be up anyways. Yes.
How old are the youngins?
3 and 6.
3 and 6. Boy, that's quite enough to handle right there. Hey, you're coming to Madisonville on the 18th, and you're promoting your new album in this concert tour, the Me album. Tell me how this originated.
This was it was mainly a fan-driven record. It started off with me just posting songs on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, songs that I was writing, and then fans started, you know, they started letting me know, hey, if you want to make a record, this song should be on it.
Really?
And yeah, and so I got an idea from that. I started to you know, little by little, put songs up and go, hey, if I make a record, would you put this on it? Would you want this to be a part of it? And it took some time, but we put enough songs together to make a record, and then the fans got to be a part of the album making through Kickstarter. They chose the singles. They chose the title of the album. They pretty much chose everything for the record, and it was all via the social network.
Now, if this was going to follow the normal schedule of things, how would you pick out songs?
Oh, my gosh. I actually, you know, a lot of people ask me, is it harder dealing with a record label or is it harder dealing with, you know, 500,000 people? And I said, really? The 500,000 people were easier to deal with. They'll tell you if they like something or if they don't like something. Their job doesn't depend on it.
Sure.
You know, whereas you've got an A&R guy that's thinking and double thinking and overthinking and triple thinking and, you know, outthinking and whatever, asking everyone for their opinion, because if he's wrong, his job's on the line.
Sure.
And so it takes forever to decide on music. And with the fans, they're like, love this, don't like this better. You know, then, you know, you get a faster response that way.
A lot of songwriters will say that the songs that they create, they're like children to them. You having two children, you wrote 7 of the 12 songs on the new album.
Well, every song is a piece of who you are at some point in your life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you let that go, it's a piece of you being, you know, let out there.
Sure. And so, which do you enjoy most, the song writing or the performing?
Me, I was born a performer.
Okay.
And so, I mean, and I do love songwriting, but I think the as a whole, writing it and then sharing it with people, and then the most amazing part is when people are like, oh, that song was about me.
Yeah.
Because it shows how, you know, how very much alike we all are. You know, we think we're alone in our walks in life, but yet, you know, we have so much in common with people that we don't even know.
Sure. I know when I went through a divorce 25 years ago, I really didn't want to work the next morning. You know what I mean? Because some of the songs hit home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Country music, forget it.
I see where
you can't escape.
Yeah.
You can't escape the heartache.
That's right. That's right. I see where you and I have something in common. You have taken care of your mother in the past.
Well, she still needs care 24 hours a day. And we have help now. But, you know, there was this 18 months where it was just, you know, me and my sister and brother trying to, you know, pull those 24-hour shifts and bathing her and feeding her and dressing her and getting her up and trying to keep her mind stimulated. And, you know, I had a 3-year-old at the time, 1 and a 4-year-old at the time. So you know, my kids were babies, and so I was buried. I was buried alive with life in general. But, you know, she still needs 24-hour care.
Sure.
And all of this happened after heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
You know, she was totally fine, driving herself downtown, doing stuff, had heart surgery, and boom.
Wow.
Like, all of our worlds just shifted. You know, now, it was crazy.
Now, speaking of health, you're kind of a health nut, are you not?
I am. Actually, I'm a beach body coach as well as, you know, I like to run and work out. And we have fit clubs here in Nashville where we get together and work out with people for half-hour workouts. And we have challenge groups online where we, you know, right now there's 140 people in the middle of a 21-day challenge.
Yeah.
Where you post your after workout photos and your recipes and what you had for food that day, or you know, someone's having a bad day, they post it and everybody else is like, come on, you can do this. And you know, so everybody's helping everyone else be the best that they can be.
So by the time you take on the stage on the 18th, you're in shape, right?
I hope so. I've been pretty consistent. I think since I started all this, I've lost, you know, 20 pounds and
sure.
just really being fit. It's not about being skinny.
Okay.
It's about, you know, I mean, we work on muscle building and muscle building. That sounds like weight building. But, you know, toning your muscles and having strong muscles. And, you know, especially after this deal with my mother, you know, we don't realize how little we use our leg muscles. And, boy, when my mother needed to stand, she wasn't able to. She was in bed for 2 weeks. Then she couldn't stand, and she hasn't stood since.
Wow.
So, you know, you get it. I mean, so keeping your muscles in shape, that's all really important. And, you know, you don't have to look like Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, or Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. But you do have to, you know, keep your body in shape, and that's what we try to help each other do.
Okay. Well, I certainly hope she gets better.
Me too. It'll be the longest recovery ever.
Sure. Now, the folks coming to the concert on the 18th, will they hear some of the old Joe DiMassini along with the new?
Yeah, you know, we'll try to put the hits in there. We have a lot of songs that people know. They don't realize it until they're there, and they're like, oh, I forgot you did that one. Oh, wow, I forgot about that one. So we have lots of those that we try to put in, and then we put in we add in the new songs with stories and what's behind the songs, and then I have a book out right now that just came out. It's called Thanks to Mom, now that we're talking about that. So we may have copies of that with us. Or if people want to get it on Amazon and then bring it to the show, I'll sign it for them. And
okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Sounds like a good time. And this is going to be a family show, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a family show. And, you know, we have a great time.
Okay. Joe DiMassina coming to the Glima Mar Center for the Arts Saturday night, April 18th. Still some good tickets left over, and showtime is 7:30. Joe DiMassina, thank you for talking with us.
Sure, thank you.
All right. We'll see you on the 18th.
All right, we'll see you then.
All right.